Welcome now to listeners to the British Forces Network in Germany.
Ladies and gentlemen, life with the Lion! The Lions have been living in their new house on Abbotsbury Road for some time now, but I don't believe you ever heard what happened between the first brick and the last tile. Now, Ben doesn't like elaborate things. He just wanted to build a normal home for a normal family, but then what could he do about that? Anyway, let's turn the clock back to the day Mr. Wotton, the clerk of works, showed Ben the foundation for his dream house.
Here you are, Mr. Lyon. That's the foundation of your new home.
Well, well, what do you know? Phoebe, look, this is ours.
Oh, Ben, isn't it wonderful? Oh, Barbara, Richard, come and see our foundation.
Ma, I take it you mean foundation. Hey, Barbara, look, isn't that great?
Oh, it seems awfully small to me.
Well, they always do it first.
Well, sure, Aunt Florrie's was the same size, and look how big her house is now, right, Mr. Watson?
That's right, Richard. But Mrs. Wainwright took a lot of convincing also. She didn't believe me when I told her I could put 6 rooms and a garage in her foundation.
And a couple of greenhouses, too.
Oh, Mr. Wotton, is this space over here where the front garden's going to be?
Yes, Barbara. It goes back to that first row of bricks, and 3 feet past the corners on both sides.
Hey, wait a minute. There's a brick missing on this corner.
Ben, someone's stolen one of our bricks.
No, I purposely left that brick out.
Well, what for?
I thought you'd get a kick out of laying a cornerstone.
Oh. No, laying eggs is more in Pop's line.
Yes, I'm just a layman.
That's a joke, isn't it?
Oh, it's no joke. How do you think all those lion eggs got on the market?
Oh, now I get it.
Mr. Wotton, when are you going to start building?
As soon as the concrete dries. Mm. That takes about 7 days.
Well, personally, I think foundations are a waste of time. Why can't you just build the house right on the ground?
Now, isn't that a typical woman's remark?
Got you stumped, huh?
Ma, you can't build a house without a foundation, can you, Barbara?
Oh, Richard, a typical woman wouldn't be expected to know that.
No, I guess not. It must be tough sometimes not being a man.
Oh, I don't know, Richard. It doesn't seem to bother you.
Now, suppose you two stop gabbing and we take a look around the back.
Well, watch where you walk. There's a lot of loose bricks and planks lying around.
Oh, we'll watch it. Come on, kids.
Coming, Barbara?
Yes, you go ahead, and then I can see what you stumble over.
Barbara, I must remember that.
Well, it looks safe enough now. Let's join the explorers.
Oh, Mr. Wotton, would you show me where the dining room is?
Well, I'm afraid there's not much to see at this stage. It's that large square in the center over there.
Oh, that.
Look, honey, look. This is going to be a nice-sized garden.
Yes, it is. Where's the living room?
It's on the first floor.
What's on the second floor?
Son, that's another story. Oh, dear. I kill me. You know, I'll bet you never heard of that one before, Mr. Wotton.
No. Not in the last 10 minutes.
Is this all the garden?
Yes, it goes back to that row of bricks.
Oh, wonderful. Come on, Mother. Let's start the landscape.
All right, dear. Look, we'll have a rose bed in the center.
How do you like that? The flowers are going to have beds before we do.
How long do you think it'll take before the house is finished? 8 months?
6, unless we get an early frost.
Good. Oh, I've been over the plans, and I'd like to make a few minor alterations.
Of course, Mr. Lyon. Anything you want. Just as long as we know ahead of time. It's clients who keep changing their minds that give us a big headache.
Yes, I can imagine. You're building 99 houses, aren't you?
Yes.
This must be one of the biggest sites in London.
Oh, Mr. Wotton.
Here comes a bigger one.
Well, hello, Mrs. Wainwright.
Oh, hi, Aunt Florrie.
Hello, Richard. Hello, Ben.
Florrie, would you mind not standing on the foundation? It's only strong enough to support a house.
Well, bless your little flat head. Now, Mr. Wotton. That radiator I asked you to move away from the entrance hall window and put in the alcove.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Wainwright. It should have been moved yesterday.
It was, but I've decided to have it moved back to the window again.
Oh, very well. Well, I'll go over to the office and make a note of it straight away.
Florrie, Mr. Watton's a very busy man, and it's people like you who make his job more difficult.
Well, I'm sorry, Ben, but the radiator doesn't fit in with my new decor.
Don't tell me you're having a room done over already.
Oh, yes. And I've engaged an interior decorator to help me. He says he's sure we can do something significant in the alcove.
Florrie, what you said?
Oh, drop alive.
Oh, Florrie, I didn't know you were here.
Hello, Bibi, darling.
Hi, Aunt Florrie. Mother and I have been planning the garden.
Oh, how lovely. There's really nothing like having one's own garden, is there?
There certainly isn't. I suppose you've already planted yours.
Oh, yes, dear. I put in all my hardy annuals and my floribunda, and I planted hyacinths and parrot tulips all around the borders.
Oh, that sounds great.
And that's not all. I have a large rose trellis at the back, and I found a wonderful climbing sport. So before you know it, Lady Sylvia will be climbing all over my back porch.
Well, she'll certainly have plenty to hang on to.
Oh, you should talk. It's a wonder somebody hasn't made a takeover bid for your corporation.
Now, stop it, you two. Aunt Florrie, I'd love to see your garden.
Well, come over now, Barbara.
Oh, Mrs. Wainwright, I've arranged to have your radiator moved tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Watson.
Come on, Aunt Florrie.
All right, dear. Bibi, when you get through, you and Richard come over to my house for tea. And bring that big ape with you.
Thanks, Florrie. We'd love to.
Imagine having a radiator moved twice. I don't know how anyone can be so inconsiderate.
I'm afraid they're not all like you, Mr. Lyon.
No, I'm sorry to say. Oh, here are the alterations I want done, Mr. Watton.
Oh, yes. Thanks. Oh, 42 alterations. Oh, well, I'd better get these in hand right away.
Oh, Mr. Watton, you'll see that they make a good job of that roof, won't you?
Of course.
Thank you, because I'd hate to have a slate loose.
Honey, it's a little late to worry about that. Well, so long, Mr. Watton.
Goodbye, all. I'll let you know when the brickwork's finished.
Yeah, throw me some bricks, Mr. Payne.
Coming up, Charlie.
Tell me.
Well, look, Pop, all the brickwork's done.
Yes, indeed, it's really coming along.
Oh, it's beginning to look like a house now. Look, they're putting the windows in.
You know, they've certainly accomplished a lot in 11 weeks.
I heard that, and thank you.
Oh, hello, Mr. Watson.
It sure is going up fast.
Yes, the men have really been putting their backs into it.
How do you like it, Mrs. Lyon?
Well, I don't like to complain, but I don't think the stairs look very nice.
Oh, you mustn't judge by that. That's just skeleton work.
Well, no wonder it's no good. You should get men to do it.
Yes, the men wouldn't make any bones about it.
Mr. Watson, I've got those alterations in hand.
Oh, fine.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, this is our foreman, Mr. Collins.
Oh, hello, Mr. Collins. I have a few more alterations for you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Mr. Collins, will you please show me the dining room?
Certainly, Mrs. Lyon. It's right this way.
Thanks. See you later, kids.
All right.
I'm afraid it looks a mess at the moment. Charlie's still working on the walls.
Oh, that's all right. Say, I thought there was a serving hatch in here.
Well, there was, but your husband gave instructions to have it filled in.
What did he do that for?
Oh, sweetheart, you don't want a serving hatch.
Yes, I do.
But, honey, it was only an eyesore.
No, it was not. Mr. Collins, I want a hatch in that wall.
All right. Charlie, take those bricks out. Mrs. Lyon wants a hatch.
Oh, blimey.
All right, Gov.
Bibi, that hatch will look horrible.
No, it won't. I can see exactly how it's going to look. I've got it all in my head. It has a nice square hole in it.
Honey, you've had that for years. Mr. Collins.
Yes?
No hatch.
All right. Mr. Collins, this ceiling is too low. What are you going to do about it?
I think I'll go and sit down. My nerves are beginning to twitch.
Ben Lyon, you see what you've done? You've upset that poor man. I better go and calm him down.
Yeah, that's all he needs.
Hello, Bibi. Where are you off to?
To see Mr. Collins. I'll be back in a moment.
Oh, dear me, she is in a hurry. Where are the others?
Oh, Richard's in the hall and Barbara's in the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness. You're spread out all over the place.
Yeah, so are you.
Oh, I might have expected that from you.
Darling, I've just seen two men carrying a bath.
Well, what of it? They're probably going to install it.
But they've taken it into the living room.
Then they must have made a mistake. I'll tell Mr. Collins about it. Oh, what a nice big living room.
Honestly, I don't know how they could make such a mistake.
What's wrong, dear?
I just saw two men taking a bath in the living room.
Well, really?
Did you say a bath?
Yes, but it's all right. Aunt Florrie's in there with him.
What?
Oh, Honey, Mr. Collins said the plumbers carried the bath in there just for the time being.
Well, that's different. For a moment, I thought...
I know. They can't install it yet because there's no floor in the bathroom.
Excuses. Always excuses.
Hey, Pop, you had the electricians put those electrical points in the hall, and they belong in the living room.
Oh, he's such a clever man.
Oh, never mind, son. I'll tell Mr. Collins to change them.
I'll tell him then. Oh, Mr. Collins.
Yes?
There's another little alteration we'd like to make.
What's eating him?
He probably had to get home in time for lunch.
And so must I.
Aggie is probably waiting lunch for us, too.
Yes. Come on, let's go.
So long, Charlie. We'll see you tomorrow.
Not if I see you first.
Where do you want me to start, Mr. Collins?
Oh, you can start in here, Willie.
Willie, pass me the trowel, Mick.
Charlie, what are you doing here? The brickwork should have been done 3 months ago.
So should the Lyon family. This is the 10th time I've filled in this blooming service hatch, and I hope it's the last.
So do I. They've been here every day making alterations. Do you know, I'm even beginning to have nightmares about it.
No.
It's true. Last night I dreamt Mrs. Lyon asked me to put the hatch back in the wall again. Oh, it was horrible. I lost my self-control, hit her over the head with a brick and left her lying in a pool of sawdust.
How are you, Phil? I get desperate every time I'm in the same room with the dizzy one.
Come on, Aggie.
Uh-oh, there you are again.
Well, how do you like it, Aggie?
Oh, it looks wonderful. You haven't seen anything yet. Come on, I'll show you the rest of the house.
All right. I'll join you in a minute, Barbara. I just want to see Mr. Collins about something.
Get ready, boys.
Okay, Gov. You just follow our lead, will you?
Sure.
Oh, Mr. Collins, about those fittings in the bathroom. I want to change... Really? Oh, dear, they've gone.
Baby, you didn't give Mr. Collins the alteration.
Well, how could I, dear? You know, it's a funny thing, Ben. Every time I start to talk to one of them, they go to tea. Yesterday, they must have had 24 tea breaks.
Well, I don't think the union allows them that many.
No. Well, I'm going out and tell them.
Hey, Pop, look who I've been showing around the house.
Hello, Mr. Lyon.
Elizabeth, I haven't seen much of you lately.
Well, I've seen you, but you're always busy working on plans and things.
Yes, Elizabeth's seen the house almost as much as we have.
Well, now that you and Richard are engaged, you might pick up some pointers for your own home.
Oh, we're having a flat, Pop. 3 rooms and a bath.
Well, it looks as if you've got things all figured out, eh?
Yes. We've even planned our honeymoon. We're going to the French Riviera.
The French Riviera, eh? Isn't that a little expensive for newlyweds?
Yes, that's what I figured. I really wanted to go to Spain.
But Elizabeth wanted to go to the Riviera, so you gave in.
Well, it wasn't a case of giving in, Mr. Lyon. Richard and I never argue about anything.
Never argue, eh?
No, if we can't agree, we simply toss a coin. And if Elizabeth wins, if we do it her way. And if I win, we toss the coin again.
Richard, you make it sound one-sided.
Oh, I was only kidding, sweetheart. Besides, I'd much rather do what you want.
Oh, isn't he sweet? Well, I think I'll go and take a look at the kitchen. See you later, darling.
You bet, sweetheart. Isn't she a wonderful girl, Pop?
She certainly is, but you're starting out on the wrong foot, son.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, you want to spend your honeymoon in Spain for sound economical reasons, but you're letting Elizabeth persuade you into going to the south of France.
Oh, Pop, it's not that important.
All right, forget it. If you want to let Elizabeth dominate you.
You really think she would?
Son, women are all the same. You've got to take the reins in your hands from the start. It's no good locking the stable door after the horse is gone. Believe me, our first mistake was when we allowed them to vote.
I didn't know horses could vote.
Maybe I'd better put it another way.
Yeah, maybe you better.
You see, marriage is like a game of cards, and you've got to play your hand well. A man's a fool to allow a woman to make all the deals. If you do, that's when the trouble starts. Now, do you understand?
Oh, now I see what you've been driving at.
You do?
Sure, if you don't want the horse to run away, play cards with him.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. What I'm trying to say is this, Richard. If you let Elizabeth have her own way about the honeymoon, she'll think you're a weakling.
She's got no right to think that.
Well, you know what to do about it.
I sure do. Come on, Pop. The young lion is about to open his mouth and roar.
See that you don't put your foot in it.
Elizabeth, where are are you?
In the kitchen, Richard.
I think I'll wait outside.
You know, I think this kitchen is...
We'll discuss that later, dear. First, I want to tell you that I've decided we are going to Spain on our honeymoon.
But, Richard...
It's all settled, darling. Now, let's hear no more about it. Come along. We'll go out in the garden and enjoy ourselves.
All right.
I'll see you later, Pop.
Nice work, son.
Well, Aggie, you've seen the rest of the house. Now take a look at where you'll be working.
But I haven't seen the... What's my kitchen stove doing in this cupboard?
Cupboard? That's the kitchen.
What? Well, if you think I'm going to work in this wee hole, you're mistaken.
Now, Aggie, calm down.
Calm down, she says.
Mr. Lyon, I can't do it. Please tell your wife I can't do it.
Do what?
Now, Mr. Collins, why do you have to get so excited over a little thing like that? I only asked you to put the hatch back in the dining room wall.
What? I can't stand it anymore. My psychiatrist warned me this would happen. I'm developing a serving hatch complex.
Well, you can tell your psychiatrist to stop worrying. There isn't going to be any booby hatch.
Booby hatch? Daddy, you know how much Mother wants one. How can you be so inconsiderate?
Aye, what do they care if you have to slave away in a pokey wee kitchen?
Richard, I don't know how you can be so cruel. You know I'd set my heart on the French Riviera.
Elizabeth, what's the matter with you?
You mean, what's the matter with you?
Girls, I think we should retire to the boudoir for a little chat. You're right, Mother.
Hello. Am I interrupting anything?
Yes, you are.
Laurie, come upstairs with us. We have something very serious to discuss.
Well, I don't know what it's all about, so there's no good my joining in.
It's about men.
Oh, follow me.
Come on, girls. Now, just sit down on those packing cases.
Thank you.
And we'll draw up our plan of action.
What do you think we ought to do, Mother?
Well, I suggest that if the men want to make the decisions, that they can decide how they're going to do their own washing, ironing, and cooking.
Well, I'm not over keen in the idea of having a man in my kitchen.
Oh, what are you complaining about? I've been trying to get one in mine for years.
Aggie, listen. If my husband or Richard ask you to make a cup of tea, don't make it. Just send them to Coventry.
All right, but I think it's an awfully long way to go for a cup of tea.
Aren't you being rather hard on your husband, Mrs. Lyon?
Oh, she couldn't be. The silly old duffer wins every argument.
Yes. I'll never forget the first one that we had. I wanted a fur coat, and he wanted a car. So I agreed with him until he talked me into having the coat.
You have to box very cagey when you're dealing with men.
Mrs. Lyon, I'm worried. Do you think I ought to give in just this once and go to Spain on our honeymoon?
Certainly not. If you want to go to the south of France on your honeymoon, then you go. And let Richard go to Spain.
But, Mother, that's ridiculous. She can't go on a honeymoon alone.
Here, I've just had a thought. If we decide not to speak to the men, who will protect us?
And if we have nothing to do with men, who will we need protection from?
Oh, hello there, Skeeter boy.
Barbara, Skeeter is one of them.
Oh, sorry, Mother. Go on, you gay old dog. Back to your own side.
And don't expect us to feed you. The men can cook for you.
That's right. Show your teeth.
Oh, we didn't mean it, Skeeter. We all like it. You're a nice little dog.
Look at him. Just like a male. One kind word and he sits up and begs.
Yes, just like a man. Look at him sitting up and wagging his tail.
Ah, that's it. If you treat them with kindness, they'll eat out of your hands.
Wait a minute. Let's not go too far the other way. We ought to reach some sort of a compromise.
No, Barbara. You catch more flies with honey.
Yes. We're going to hit them with a whole comb. And if that doesn't work, girls, this is what we'll do.
Pop, I wonder what the girls are doing up there all this time.
They're holding a council of war.
If only Elizabeth and I hadn't mentioned our honeymoon, this whole thing would never have started. Maybe it would have been better if we just married secretly and not told anyone.
Don't be silly. Supposing after you were married, you had a baby.
Well, we'd tell him.
That's right. You know, I'll bet those women are up there tearing us apart.
Yeah, and they're probably cooking up some way to turn the tables on us.
Yeah, it's not fair. There are four of them and only two of us.
Hey, I just saw Charlie in the dining room. How about him?
Good idea. He'll back us up.
Oh, Charlie.
Yes, Mr. Lyon?
Come out here in the hall a minute, will you?
Oh, please, Mr. Lyon. No more alterations.
Charlie, I promise you this has nothing to do with alterations. Now, tell me, do you know much about women?
I'm afraid you've touched on a very delicate subject there. You see, There's only one thing that keeps me from being an happily married man.
What is it?
My wife.
Well, fortunately, I am happily married. Nevertheless, Richard and I could use your support. You see, we've encountered a little feminine opposition.
You mean about the service etch?
Well, that's part of it. Richard's fiancée wants to go to where she wants to go on their honeymoon.
Mr. Lyon, between you and me, a honeymoon like that would be silly.
Between you and me, a honeymoon would be ridiculous.
That's right. A sense of humor. It's the only thing that can save you.
Well, maybe if I had a talk with Elizabeth, maybe we could compromise.
Compromise be blowed. Remember, marriage is like the army. There's got to be a general, and there's got to be a private. Understand?
Well, I understand.
Richard, where are you going?
To talk to the general.
You stay right here.
You're the general.
I am?
Of course. Now, sit down, General. This is the time to be strong. Remember, you're giving the orders. Understand?
Right. I'm in command of the army. There's only one thing.
What?
Suppose she's in the Navy.
I never thought my son would be a weakling. Where's your get up and go?
It got up and went. I guess I was just born to be a private.
Nonsense. If you're firm with women, they're going to give way in the end. That's right, Mr. Lyon, isn't it?
Right, Charlie. Right, of course. I'll never forget the first big argument I had with my wife. She wanted me to buy her a fur coat, and I wanted to buy a car. I guess I don't have to tell you how that turned out.
You bought her the fur coat?
Yes, but we kept it in the garage.
Thanks, Pop. You sure have been a great help.
You just sit tight, boy. Mr. Lyon.
Oh, hello, Mr. Collins. What are you doing in the kitchen?
Hiding. Is your wife still in the house, or is she gone?
She's both.
Pardon?
She's upstairs in her bedroom with the rest of the women.
Oh, good. Come on, Willie. You can finish plastering this all.
Oh, okay, Joe.
Now, don't go too far away, boys. We need your moral support.
Don't worry. The men will always stick together against the women.
Oh, so that's it. Of course we'll stick.
That goes for me, too, Richard.
Well, thanks, fellas.
Mother, the men are in the hall.
Oh, good. Hello, my sweet boys.
Hello, hi. Girls.
Hello, Mrs. Lyon.
Oh, Mr. Collins, I want to ask you about changing the basin in my...
Deep right!
Mother? That did it. Pop, the men are gone. We've lost our moral support.
Don't worry. Just stand firm.
Well, well, look who's here. Two big, masterful men.
Now that you're here, there are three of us.
Settled it. Bebe, I was ready to be sweet to these creatures, but now I'm revolting.
You always were.
Oh!
Mrs. Wainwright, calm down. Remember what we all decided to do.
Aye, we were going to be reasonable.
So you've all come to your senses, eh?
That's right, dear. And I'm willing to compromise on the hatch.
No compromise.
But, Ben, I've got an idea in my head.
Well, leave it there. It'll die of loneliness.
All right, all right. I'll never mention the word hatch again.
And neither will I.
Good.
Richard.
Yes?
I've been thinking about our honeymoon, and I feel sure we could come to some agreement.
You do?
Richard, don't get sucked in.
Come on, darling. Let's go in the garden and talk this over.
Oh, I'll be glad to, Elizabeth.
Richard, that's what Eve did to Adam.
Coming, Eve.
Well, I'm going with them.
No, you're not, Daddy. Richard doesn't need you to wreck his romance. He can do it himself.
That's what I'm afraid of. I still say if Richard wants to go to Spain, they should go there.
And if you don't keep still, I'll tell you where to go in a minute.
I think the bride should decide where she wants to go on her honeymoon.
So do I. Here, here.
Blimey, you lot still fighting over the honeymoon?
Yes, Charlie.
Well, I'll tell you something. When my son gets married, he'll decide where the honeymoon's going to be. Cheers. My son don't let any female boss him about.
Good for him. How old is your son?
1 week.
Well, he'll grow.
Yes. Imagine a mere woman trying to dictate to a man. You've got to put them in their place.
You try, and you'll be lying flat on your back. What makes men think they're so superior? Who do they think they are?
Florrie, if you've finished, I'd like to say just two words.
And what are they?
Shut up.
your voice. Be a bully.
B.B., will you kindly tell the Phantom of the Opera to bridge that yap?
Oh, go to the moon.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Daddy, picking on a woman.
Don't lower yourself for speaking to him, Miss Barbara.
Ah, we've got him now. We've had him. You've won.
Yes, and like father, like son.
Well, I don't like either of you. And remember this. Your son may be tough with a little girl like Elizabeth, but someday he's going to run into a woman like me.
Well, if he does, I hope he's driving a bus.
Now, Ben, stop insulting Florrie like that.
How do you want me to insult her?
Now you're talking, Ben.
Yes. Richard's entitled to have his own way. Look, what a man gives up when he gets married.
What was that?
Yes. I imagine Mr. Lyon had a lot of girls crazy about him.
Oh, I did, Charlie. In fact, when I became engaged to my wife, there was one girl who went as far as to throw herself off the Brooklyn Bridge.
That was no girl. That was my mother.
Well, Elizabeth and I have talked everything over very sensibly, and we've come to a decision. Pop, I'm going to Spain.
All good for you, son.
Here it.
And I'm going to France.
What kind of a honeymoon is that?
It isn't going to be a honeymoon. The engagement's off.
What?
No.
Yes, you've convinced us that we haven't got the basis for a marriage.
Ben, this is all your fault.
Me? It was you and that Amazon group of yours that had Elizabeth brainwashed.
No, Mr. Lyon. Your son asked for it. Now he's got it. Here's your ring back, Richard. And you can put it back on the curtains.
Okay, if that's the way you feel.
Now, wait a minute, you two. You can't do this.
It's already done. She says I'm too stubborn for her.
No, he isn't. I put that idea in his head.
No, darling. I started it all over that silly hatch.
No, I was a big fat head to hold out the way I did. Who cares who's the boss in the house? I'm sorry, honey.
Me too.
Richard, I think it's safe to tell them now.
Okay. We didn't really break up our engagement.
Hmm?
We were just trying to show you that the 50-50 plan is always best.
Well, I'll be darned.
How do you like that?
Oh, I must admit, it really had me fooled.
Aggie, you were out in the kitchen. How did you hear what was going on?
I listened through the serving hatch.
Hatch, well, of all the tricky families.
With B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Arthur Lawrence, Ronald Wilson, Bob Locke, Noel Dryden, and Patricia Fields. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Locke, Brad Ashton, and B.B. Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.